Sabbath School. Lessons from the Bible. The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant. How can it be that the Most High of the universe is willing to make a covenant with you? How can it happen that a relationship with your Creator may succeed? Monday. Land deal. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, we read in the first verse. And it shall come to pass, if you shall hear diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. Now, this is a promise, isn't it? What should they have to do? To observe and to do all his commandments. So that's it. That's the condition. It's only that. Why so? Because this is the way for blessings. If you go another way, you will lose the blessings because it's not the way of blessings. If you want to get blessings, you must go the way for blessings. You must walk on this path and not leave it. And if we go on to verse 15, but it shall come to you, if you will not hear unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe to do all the commandments and his statutes which I command you this day. What will happen then? All these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. Not because God wants to do you any harm, but you leave the path of blessings and you walk on another path. And there you will not find any blessings, but only curses. So it's your choice. He is not the one who will show you you must. If you choose another way, choose it. But if you choose another way, you will not get the optimum, you will not get the maximum, you will not get the blessings. So be wise, and you will follow the path of God's commandments if you trust him. So it's a kind of relationship. This is the first step. When two people start a courtship, which should end in a marriage, it's a time of trusting. How far can I trust? Is this a person who will love me more and more and on, or just sometimes? One day this side, one day that side. Will he or she be a loving person continually, on and on and on? And if you have a look at God, He's the one. He takes care of you out of His love for you. He created you. This is the first point. You weren't here if He hadn't loved you. He loves you. Therefore, you started to exist. He is the one who gave life to you. So therefore you belong to Him, and you should follow Him if you want to get the blessings. Be wise.